Gemara Daf Tes Amud Beis quotes Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe as to when the principle of Nitzach and Karva Pasla Yidus and the Tehillah applies. Rabbi Yossi holds that it applies only by Dinei Nefashis. It's limited to Dinei Nefashis, and by Dinei Mamonas this guy made this Bishah. And Rebbe holds that it applies even by Dinei Mamonas. This is one Machlokas. But Rashi on Tes Amud Beis points out that Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe have another Machlokas. That even within Dinei Nefashos, where they both agree that the Karav Apostle can be Mevatel the Karav, what's the situation? What is the Karav Apostle doing that allows him to be Mitzaref to the Kat? Rabbi Yossi seems to hold that as long as he's there, as long as there's a Re'iyah, as long as he's there, he sees the Maisa, he's Mitzaref to the Kat, and if he's the Karav Apostle, he'll be Mevatel the Kat in Dinei Nefashos. Comes Rebbe and says no. Rebbe says that the only time that the Karav Apostle will be Mevatel the Eves HaKat is if Hisru Bahen, if the Karav Apostle is Masra the Nidah. Al Bizman Shelo Hisru Bahen Mayasu Shnei Achim VeEchad Shero VeEchad Sharagas HaNefesh. What can you do? What if you have two brothers who see the Ritzicha just with the Re'iyah Ba'alma, they're going to be mitzaref to the kat and they'll be mevatel the kat? How can that be? Says Rebbe, it must be that it's more than just the Re'iyah Ba'alma. Rabbi Yossi holds Re'iyah Ba'alma is sufficient to be mitzaref the Karav Apostle to be mevatel the kat. Comes Rebbe and says, it's got to be more than just Re'iyah. What do we need? So the Lashon of Rebbe is, we need Hasroah. It's not so clear that Rebbe really holds that you need Hasroah Mamish. That is his Lashon, but it's not so clear. Rashi writes over here on Tesamet Aleph, Bizman Shehisr, Hakarov Oha Apostle Ba'ovrei Avera, Shegilu Daitam Sha'afhem Nasim Eidim. Rashi says, what's the purpose of the Hasra that the Karav Apostle is Masra? That's how he can be Mitzarev to the Karav Mevatel. That's because if the Karav Apostle is Masra, Gilu Daitam Sha'afhem Nasim Eidim. The Megala Das, that they also are Eidim. What's Mentos? What do those words mean? The Megala Das, that they're also Eidim? Hasra is Hasra. If Rebbe says that by Dinei Nefashos you need a Hasra for the Karav Apostle to be Mitzarev, so say, when they're Masra, then they're Mitzarev to the others, and that's when they're part of the Kat. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi interprets Rebbe to mean that the Hasra is just a Simen Ladavar. It's a Simen, it's a Gilui Milsa. It's revealing that Afheim Nasim Eidim, that they also want to be Eidim. It's really just a Gilui Milsa that they're Miskaven Lahayt. Rebbe holds Re'iyah Ba'alma is not enough to be Mitzarev to the Kat. But Hasra is not necessary either. Hasra is just an example of a simen that demonstrates, that's a Gila Milsa, that demonstrates that they want to be Eidim, that they're Miskaven Lahayit. That's how Rashi interprets Rebbe Shita here in Sanhedrin. And he echoes a similar sentiment in Marcus as well, on Davav, on the Mishnah. Avalim lo hisru bahen. That's the flip side of Rebbe. Rebbe says v'zman shehisru bahen, then he can pasel. Avalim lo hisru bahen, mayasu shnei achim, etc. Says Rashi, avalim lo hisru bahen, v'lo kivnu li oseidim badavar, lo botla edus acherim b'shvil riyosan shel elu. The re'iyah is not enough, says Rebbe, to be mevatel the edus of the others, even if the roe is a karav apostle. As long as lo hisru bahen, v'lo kivnu li oseidim badavar. 2 points, he says. There was no Hasra, and they weren't Mechavit to be Eidim. Why does Rashi need the second point? Rebbe said, Bizman Shehisru Bahem. If Hisru Bahem, then the Karav Apostle is Mitzarev, and he can be Mevatel the Kat. If Lo Hisru Bahem, it sounds like the Karav Apostle can't be Mitzarev. He won't be Mevatel the Kat. Rashi does not learn Rebbe that way. He adds this point. Lo Hisru Bahem, Vilo Kivnu Lio Seidim Adavar. Either or. Meaning, even if they were Lo Hisru Bahem, if they were Mechavin Lahayid, if the Karav Apostle was Mechavin Lahayid, he'd still be Mevatel the Kat. Rebbe doesn't hold that it's dependent on a Hasra. Even if they're not Master, the Karav Apostle can still be Mevatel the Kat. Re'iyah is not enough. You need more than just a Re'iyah. But you don't need Hasra. Basically, you need Kavana Lahoy. That's all you need. Hasra is just a dugma. It's a simen, I should say. It's a simen ladavar that they have Kavana Lahoy. Why would they be Master if they don't want to be made? It's a simen ladavar, but if lo hisubo, they can still be mitzdaif to the kaddish if they have a kavana lahoid. That's what Rashi has to add. Avlan lo hisuba and vilo kivnu liyo seidim badavar. Then lobot la edus acherim b'shvil riyasan shel elu. So Rashi learns Rebbe to be saying that it's lav davka hasra. Re'iyah might not be sufficient, but kavana lahoid is sufficient. Hasra is just an indicator. It's a similar davar that they have kavana lahoid. Rabbi Yossi would say that re'iyah is sufficient. Rebbe says you need more. But you don't need hasra, kavana lahoid would taka be sufficient. Now, where did Rashi get this from? L'chora, Rashi got this from the Gemara in Makkos itself. Because the Gemara asks, Heicha amrinam lahu? Gemara quotes Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe, Me'asu Shneachim, etc. The Gemara asks, Heicha amrinam lahu? What do we tell the Eidim? What do we ask the Eidim? Amarava, Hochi amrinam lahu? L'mechzi asisu? Oh, lasude asisu. We ask the Eidim, what'd you come for? Did you come just to see l'mechzi or to testify? Come where? To Bezdin? No. We're not asking them, what do you come here for? What did you come to the Maisa for? When you were at the Maisa, what was your kavana? Was your kavana lasude, to testify, or was your kavana lemechze, just to see what was going on? Yami lasude asu, nimsechem karva pasle dusim betela. If they say we came to the Maisa to testify, so then they would start to the card, and then if they're karva apostle, then they'll be mevata. Sam?
When do they ask the question?
We ask them the question when they're in Bezdin, because we're trying to figure out if the karva apostle can be mitzdarif. We ask all of the Eidim, before we ascertain if there's a Karav Apostle amongst them, we ask all the Eidim, you were at the Maisa, what was your Kavana? Were you just there to see or were you there to be made? And then if each one of them says that they were there to be made, so then Bezdin is Bodek to figure out if there's a Karav Apostle amongst them. And if there is a Karav Apostle, that Karav Apostle is going to be Mevatel, the Eidim of the Kav. Ellie.
They ask him, once you saw the Maisa, were you going to testify? Or like, how did I know? That
when you saw the Maisa, what were you thinking? What was in your mind? Bezdin trusts them, it seems. Bezdin was not there, but they trust the Eidim to say that they had a kavana lahoy. If the Eidim, if a person says, I don't know what my kavana was, Bezdin will push them to try to figure out what the kavana is. If they can't figure out what the kavana is, so then Bezdin's not going to accept them. It's only if they say, no, we want it to be made, so then they'll accept them. No, we're trying to figure out if there's a tzir of hakat here. Right? So if they say that they had kavan lahayit, so then Bezdin will say, okay, there is a tzir fakat. If they don't know if they had a kavan lahayit, so how can Bezdin say there's a tzir fakat? Well, lakula, if they're not sure, if they're mistapek, so then maybe taka lakula, to be matzo the nidon, will say, well, maybe you did have a kavan lahayit. Unless they're sure they didn't have a kavan lahayit. I mean, normally when Edom see something, they're thinking something in their minds. So we ask the Edom, what were you thinking? They didn't have to give us the honest assessment of what they were thinking. So the Gemara asks, what do we say to the Eidim? What do we ask the Eidim? Were you there to be made? Were you there only to see? So the question is, what's the kasha of the Gemara? If there's a kasha on Rebbe, right? The Gemara is trying to figure out what is Rebbe's shita. So what are we asking any questions to the Eidim? Rebbe told you that they have to be masrim. There's macha hisu bahem. So what's the shaila of the Gemara? The Shiloh of the Gemara, we ask the Eidim a question. What do we have to ask them anything about their Kavanah? Just ask them, were you Masra or not Masra? If they say we did give Hasra, so then we can talk. If not, there's nothing to talk about. So that's what prompts Tosus there to say, that this Kash is not going on Dinah Nefashis at all. Heichi Arvina Lohu says, Tosus, Koi Adini Mominis. The Kash of the Gemara, the Shiloh that we ask the Eidim, is if we're talking about Dinah Mominis. Bishloma adina nefashos lo kasha echamina the nechzianan imhisu b'hakarav u'pasalim lav. But adina nefashos is nothing to talk about. Just ask them if they were master. Rabbi Yossi would say there's nothing to ask them either because if they were there, they were there. Of course they're going to pass them. Rebbe holds that you need more than just re'iyah. But according to Rebbe, l'chora, it's a function of whether they were master. So just find out if they were master. So what's the shayla of the Gemara? Heichi aminan lahu, what do we ask them? Did you come to be made? Did you come to see? What kind of a kasha is that? Zaptosis, that's talking about dini mamas, it's not dini nefashos. But dini nefashos, we don't have to ask any questions about their kavana lahai. Just ask if they're a master or not master. So it must be talking about dini mamas. That's how Tosis interprets the Gemara. It must be talking about dini mamas. But what emerges from Shitas Rebbe Lefitosis is that in Dinei Mamonis, what does Rebbe hold? What do you need in order for the Karav Apostle to be Mitzdarif? You need a kavana lahoiv. That's what you need in dinei mamonos. So then it seems strange. What Rebbe requires hasra in dinei nefashos and kavana lahoiv in dinei mamonos. How can that be? Well, what's going on over here? If he only requires kavana lahoiv in dinei mamonos, so why by dinei nefashos should he need hasra? Akarchok, what you have to say is that when Rebbe mentioned bisman shehisubah by dinei nefashos, it was lav dafka. He didn't mean you dafka need hasra. He said that if there is a hasra, then that's a gilui milsa. The kasha of the Gemara Lefi Rebbe, the statement of the Gemara Lefi Rebbe that by dinim mamonis you have to ask them the question whether you came to testify or you came just to see b'shas maisa, that question itself indicates that according to Rebbe the key is kavana lahoid, it's not hasra. By dinim mamonis there is no hasra, so it has to be just a kavana lahoid. But once we see that according to Rebbe kavana lahoid by dinim mamonis is enough to be mitzarif the krav apostle to the kah, then by dinim nefashos the same should hold true. Kavan al-Lahai should be sufficient. You shouldn't need Asura. Aye, so why does Rebbe mention Bisman Shehisubahem? He's just saying that if Hisubahem, that's the best indicator that they were Machavin Lahai. That's a simon, it's not a Siba. You don't need the Hasra for him to be Mitzdarev. That's a simon that he was Machavin Lahai. Gilu Daitam, like Rashi says in Sanhedrin, the Megaladas that they wanted to be made. So then they'll be Mitzdarev to the other Edom. And if they're a Kavar Apostle, they'll be Mevatim. So it comes out strange. Rebbe starts by saying that by dinei nefashos you need hasra to be mitzarif the karav apostle to the others. But the Gemara asks the kasha, what do we say to the Edim? And the Gemara says that we talk, I have to ask the Edim if they had kavan lahayit or not. And Tosis interprets that means that in dinei mamonos, where there is no hasra, we have to ask them whether they had kavan lahayit. But once we have that Gemara by dinei mamonos, then what emerges is that we can plug that back into dinei nefashos. The Rebbe obviously didn't mean hasra bedafka. He didn't mean bismat shehisu bahen bedafka. He just meant that hasra is the best indicator that they had a kavana lahayit. But Rebbe would admit that even if they weren't masra, right? Even if they weren't masra, if they come to Bezen and say, we weren't masra, so then Bezen Taka will ask them even by dinei nefashos, well, did you have kavana lahayit? That's still relevant to us. So apparently, even if they weren't masra, we'll still have to ask them the question whether they had kavana lahayit or not. So Rebbe's Bisman Shehisu must be loved after. Emes is, it's Muchach that way, not only from Tosis, but from our Girsa in the Gemara Nakas. Some of you asked me this during Seder. Gemara starts by saying, Heichi Amrinan Luhu, what do we say to the Eidim? Asude Asisu, Lemazi Asisu. Yarmi Lasude Osu, Nimzechem Yam Karav Apostle, Idusim Betayla. Yarmi Lemazi Osu, Mayasu Shneachem Shiro Becha Shaharagas Anefesh. What does the Gemara say? If they say Lasu de Asisu, so then if Nimsechem and Karav Apostle, I do some Etela. If they say Lemech ze Asisu, if they say we only came to see, Mayasu Shnei Achin Be'echad Shiro Be'echad Shor Gassan Nefesh. Is that talking about Dini Mamonis or is that Dini Nefoshes? It's Nefoshes. Mayasu Shnei Achin Shiro Be'echad Shor Gassan Nefesh. That's talking about Dini Nefoshes. And yet the Gemara has the question in this context, right? So it sounds like even by dinei nefashos we're going to ask the question. Tosfos said the kasha is talking about dinei mamonos, not dinei nefashos, but from the hemshach of the Gemara, it sounds like the kasha is talking about dinei nefashos, not just dinei mamonos. Halo davaru, very interesting. So the emes, if you look at the Masoras HaShas, he quotes the Maran, who changes the girsa. He says that Iyami Lemechze Asu Edusa Miskayemes, period. That's the end of the Gemara. By Dinei Mamonos. Then the Gemara continues, Mayasu Shneachin Shiro Becha Charagas Anefesh. The Gemara quotes the Machlokes, what's the Psak Alocha? By Dinei Nefashos. Right, so it's not a Hemshech according to the Maran. So according to the Maram, you feel to learn like Tosis that the kashas or the shaila, the question that we ask the Eidim is only by dinei mamonos, not by dinei nefashos. But our Girsa is not like that. So it sounds like you'd ask the question even by dinei nefashos. Now I think even Lefi Tosis you'd ask the question even by dinei nefashos. If the Eidim Taka said we weren't master, we're not going to tell them to go home. If they then tell us that they had a kavana lahoya, then they're still going to be mitzarif to the other Eidim, and if they're a karav apostle, they'll be mevatel l'kav. The question is still relevant by dinei nefashos. Maybe that's not the gears of the Gemara, but it's still relevant. Because Rebbe holds that it's lav dafka hisu b'hem. Hisu b'hem is just a simen ladava that they had a kavana lahari. This is how I believe Rashi and Tosfos are learning Shitas Rebbe. The Rebbe holds Re'iyah is not enough for the Karva Puzzle to be Mitzdar to the other Eidah to be Mevatel. You need more, but you don't need Dafka Hasra. Even by Dinei Nefashos, you don't need Dafka Hasra. Kavana Lahoyd is sufficient both by Dinei Nefashos and by Dinei Mamonos. Okay, so far so good. Questions? Okay. Comes Tosfos here in Sanhedrin and adds another point to Rebbe. Let's see this Tosfos inside. It's Matshei Subayim. Mefarish or Parakama de Makas. Now that we've seen the Gemara in Makas, it should be a lot easier to read the Tosfos through. Mefarish or Parakama de Makas. Hechi Amina Lahu. Amarava. Amina Lahu Lasudi Asisu Ola Magzi Asisa. Yami Lasudi Asina Nimsech Amina Karva Posta Dusim Vetela. Yami Lamagzi Asina Mayasu Shnei Achim. You see that the Girsa of our Tosfos was not like the Mara. That this kasha is even by Dinei Nefoshes, because it's a hemshech Tosfos, right? So you see that this kasha is relevant to Dinei Nefoshes. So clearly, Rebbe doesn't require hasra by Dinei Nefoshes; he just requires kavanah lahayit. So if they say that we were masra, then ad kan, there's no need to ask for further questions. But if they don't say that they say they weren't masra, then we'll have to ask them the question: did you come with kavanah lahayit or not? Okay. The Nira Lari says Tosfos, quoting from the Ri. Says Tosfos, it's not enough, even according to Rebbe, right? It's not enough that they have a kavanah lahayit. They actually have to have a hagadah bebezdin. Rebbe says that re'iyah is not enough for the karav apostle to be mitzdarev, the lo k'Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe says that Re'iyah is not enough. You need more. What more? Not Hasra, but you need a Kavanah Lahayit. Comes Tosfos and says, Kavanah Lahayit is not enough. Re'iyah is not enough. You need a Haggadah Bebezdin Mamish. Without a Haggadah Bebezdin Mamish, the Karva Puzzle is not going to be Mitzdarif. Aval Mishim Re'iyah Lachud Shineskavna Lahayit Lo. But just because they have a re'iyah, and even according to Rebbe, they even have a kavanah lahayit, that's not enough. You need a hagadah bebezdin mamish. You need a hagadah bebezdin mamish. And Tosfos brings a raya. Yes, a kasha. A compelling kasha that proves this. Let's leave his kasha out. We'll develop that at great length in just a moment. Before we give the linchpin, right? The real reason why Tosfos feels compelled to say this way, let's first deal with the sugyas and figure out how Tosfos can work out the sugyas. Tosfos is compelled to give his pshat. Tosfos is compelled to give his pshat because of a kasha that he has. Thank you. So we'll get to his kasha. We'll see what compelled Tosfos to say what he says. But how is Tosfos going to reconcile all the sugyas and makas? So first let's try to reconcile the sugyas and makas, then we'll pedal back. And we'll figure out exactly what compelled Tosfos into this position. So, kasha number one: v'haydei karva mayasu shnei achim. Skip a line. First one along is v'hay. V'haydei karva mayasu shnei achim. What's Tosfos' kasha? Rebbe holds bizman sheyesu bahem. The only time that a karva apostle is going to be mevatel the kad is bizman sheyesu bahem. So we interpreted that to mean lav davka bizman sheyesu bahem, as long as they had a kavana lahayid. But now Tosfos added another monkey wrench to the equation. Tosfos says, Kavanah Lahayit is not enough according to Rebbe. You need Haggadah Bebezdin Mamish. So, if that's the case, what's the kasha of Rebbe? Rebbe says, obviously, you need Bizman Shehesu Bahem. You need Kavanah Lahayit in order for the Karav Apostle to be Mitzdarev. Re'iyah alone, Re'iyas Hamais alone, is not enough for the Karav Apostle to be Mitzdarev. Because if Re'iyah alone were enough for him to be Mitzdarev, Mayasu Shneyachim, Shiro Bechot, Shorega Sanevesh. If the two brothers see that Reuven killed Shimon, if Re'iyah alone is enough to be Mitzarev, the Karav Apostle, to the Eidus, so even if you have two Eidim Ksheim together with the brothers are going to pass all the Kat. Because they saw, right? They saw Be'echad Shaharak. But according to Tosfos, what's the kasha? They're only going to be Mitzarev to the Kat Apostle if what? Not only did they see, not only were they Mechavin Lahai, but even if what? They came to Bezdin to testify. So they have a very easy out. Why does Rebbe say that it must be that you need a Kavanah Lahayit for the Karav Apostle to be Mitzdarev? Who says? Who says? Maybe you don't need kavana lahay. Maybe ri'iyah is taka enough. But you need ri'iyah together with the Haggadah. Maybe even if they didn't have kavana lahay b'shas ri'iyah, Rabbi Yossi is right that ri'iyah is enough to be mitzarif them to the other Aden. But you need a Haggadah b'bezdin too. Once you're mechadesh, Nachum, Rabbi Yossi says what? Ri'iyah be'alma is enough to be mitzarif the karba pasul. Rabbi says what? Kavana lahay is necessary. Kavana lahay b'shas ri'iyah. Comes Tosfos now and says, plus Haggadah b'bezdin. Ri'iyah alone is not enough. Kavana lahay is not enough. They actually have to testify in bezdin. So what is Rabbi saying? Re'iyah couldn't be sufficient, Rabbi Yossi, because if Re'iyah were enough for Karva Pasul to be Mitzarev, Mayasu Shneachin Be'echad Shirel Be'echad Sharigas HaNefesh. If Re'iyah was sufficient, so then if two brothers see a murder, so then there's no way to be made on that Ritzicha. Because no matter how many other Edom Sherem you have, the two brothers are going to have Pasul, because Re'iyah alone is enough for the Karva Pasul to be Mitzarev. But if you assume, like Tosfos, that you need a Haggadah b'bezdin in addition to whatever you need b'shas ri'iyah, either ri'iyah alone or kavana l'hayit, if you need Haggadah b'bezdin too, so maybe taka ri'iyah is sufficient. I don't need kavana l'hayit b'shas ri'iyah. Ri'iyah plus Haggadah b'bezdin is enough. And that's why the Shnei Achim are not going to get into trouble. That's why the Shnei Achim are not going to be mevatel the kad, because they still have to come to Bezdin to testify in order to be called Eidim. And before the Haggadah b'bezdin, they're not going to be mitzarif to the kat. So what could be the problem? What's the hechreya for Rebbe to say that you need a kavana lahay b'shas ri'iyah? Maybe ri'iyah is taka enough, but since you need a Haggadah b'bezdin, there's no problem with the shnei achin shirel b'echad shaharegas ha'nefesh. It's aizen akasha. It's pilei ploy. Now Tosfos is going to give an answer to this kasha, whether it's dafuk or not, but the reason why Tosfos addresses the kasha is because they feel compelled to say their pshat. That without a Haggadah b'bezdin, the Karva Pasul is not going to be mitzarif. Tosfos feels compelled. Like, there's a reason why Tosfos says this pshat. But Tosfos has to reconcile all the sugyas that are going to be very difficult according to Tosfos. But when push comes to shove, Tosfos is not going to reject their pshat because they feel so compelled to say it. Which we'll get to that reason that pushed Tosfos against the wall. What's Tosfos going to do with this kasha? Let's go back into Tosfos. V'hai dekarva mayasu shneachim. According to what I just told you, B'shem the Ri, the two brothers have a simple option, a simple out. Even if you tell me Ri'iyah ba'alma is enough, but once you need Haggadah b'bezdin too, so they have a simple out, just don't go to Bezdin. It's true. Sometimes the two brothers, they don't live together. They saw the Ritzicha together, but we can't understand this, you know, with texting Bizman Azeh, each one is going to know exactly what the other one is doing. But Tosfos was written before texting. You know, there was life before texting. I know that's hard to believe. Right? So maybe the two Achim don't know. One doesn't know that the other one went to Bezdin. So Avo Pisha Sheni Heid La Acha Kedei Dibur, maybe we're afraid that the other one is going to come. Mikol Makom Edusin Betela. Tosfos says that Mayasu Shneachim Be'esherol Be'echad Sharegas HaNefesh. The problem is, even if you need a Haggadah b'Bezdin for the two brothers to be mitzdarev, but we're afraid that even if one brother testified already in Bezdin, maybe the other one will come. He doesn't know that his brother came. He'll testify too. Right? If one brother testified, so then he's not a Karav Apostle. He's not a Karav Apostle to the other Edom. He's only a Karav Apostle to his brother. So if both brothers testify, then you have a Karav Apostle in the Kat. Right? But it could be that one brother, Reuven, is going to testify. He doesn't realize his brother Shimon is going to come later. Shimon doesn't realize that Reuven testified already. So he'll testify also. And then you'll have a Tzirof HaKat. And the Karav Apostle, the second brother that testified, is going to be Mevatel the Edus HaKat. That's quite a Chiddush. Tosfos Chiddush. The Shimon and Reuven are going to be with Starif together, even though what? It was Vizar Chazer. They didn't testify B'toch Kedei Dibur. Just Tosfos, yeah, I know that Kash. The Shaykh Shaper Lakushalach Milsa Shlosha Lishnaim Afil Bazahaza Kevin the Bashas Riya Rowan Yachad and Miskavnim Lahoyd. The Kachedus and Betela Afilu Heidu Zahaza. Tosa stands on their head. Tosa says, you're right. It's a little difficult that they should be able to be mitzarif if they may have bezachazet. That's the only case you can have, because what two brothers would come to testify together in Bezin? That doesn't make any sense. So if you need a Haggadah of Bezin to be mitzarif the Karav Apostle to the Eidim, if the two brothers come together, that's just ridiculous. They're not going to do that. So there's no concern. The concern is they'll come bezachazet. The first one brother will come, then the other brother will come. But if that's the case, so then what's the tziruf? Where's the tziruf? They didn't testify together. So says Tosas, no. As long as the re'iyah was biyachad, as long as they saw it together biyachad, there is the concern that they'll be able to be mitzarif. As long as the re'iyah was bevasachas, even if the haggadah is bezachazeh, maybe we can be makish, lo shalashnaim, and say that there will be a tziruf of the kat, and the karav possible will be able to be mavatal the others. Even though regarding the halacha that ain't oidim nasin zom achi zom kulan, Reb Shimon's halacha, there you definitely need hagoda bevasa hagoda betochadei dibur. The hazom hazom mishas hadas eidim prahasya. There the hazom is mishas hagoda. The hazom is from the hagoda, from the eid shaker. So there it has to be bevasachas. But here we just want to have a tziruf akat to be mevatel the kat midin nimtzach amim karav apostle edus and betela. So for that, says Tosfos, re'iyah bevasachas would be sufficient. As long as there's a haggadah bebezdin later, the haggadah bebezdin is a t'nai, let's say a t'nai in the chaloshem eid, but re'iyah is enough to create the tziruf. Re'iyah bevasachas is enough to create the tziruf. So even if the haggadah was not bevasachas, they will be mitzarif together, the two brothers, and the Karav Apostle will then be mevatel the edus of the kat. So that's how Tosas learned Rebbe. Tremendous chiddush. Tosas mamash has to stand on their heads, because again, Tosas is assuming that re'iyah alone, kavanah lahoyd alone, is not enough for the Karav Apostle to be mevatel the kat. You need a haggadah bebezdin too. If you need a haggadah bebezdin too, then we don't understand Rebbe at all. Pshat in the Mishnah and Makkos, mamash pshat in Rebbe. It must be that you need more than re'iyah. We need more than re'iyah for the Karav Apostle to be mitzarif, because if all you need is re'iyah, then how can it be? If two brothers see the ritzicha, so then they're always going to be mevatel the edus of the kat. What's the problem? Two brothers are seeing, they can see from Chayim Bis Morgan. They can see from today until tomorrow. The fact is, until they come and testify in Bezdin, there is no tziruf. So says Tosas, no, we're concerned they will come. They'll come bezach, and they won't realize that the other one came. The second one will come, he'll testify. But his edus is not bevasachas with the other edim, so what kind of tziruf are we afraid of? No, but the re'iyah was bevasachas. So as long as the re'iyah was bevasachas, but tonight that there's a haggadah bebezdin later, the kat is going to be mitzarif together. The haggadah bebezdin is the final step you need to have a chaloshem aid, and the re'iyah bevasachas is enough to create the tziruf between all the different edim. And then the Karav Apostle is going to be mevatel the edus of the kat. So it's not the posh of pshat in Rebbe. Right? Tosis is pshat, that you're going to create a tziruf akat over here, according to Rebbe, with the two achim. It's a tremendous chiddush. But Tosis feels compelled to give that pshat b'das Rebbe. Why? Because Tosis has to learn that pshat. The Re has to learn his pshat because of his kasha that we're going to get to. Right? The kasha by Gittin, Kiddushin. We're going to get to his compelling svar. But that compelling svara made the Re stand on his head and explain the Mishnah in Makkos in a very creative way. Very creative. That the concern is not that the brothers are going to see the Ritzicha together, but that they'll come to Bezdin, Bezacharzeh, and even though it's Bezacharzeh, they'll still be able to be Mitztarif because the Re'iyah was Bevasachas. Tremendous Chiddush. Tremendous Chiddush. But he reinterprets the Mishnah because he feels compelled to give that pshat. Ellie.
In the Tulum called the Mishnah, I think on the one Bezin Makos, that in order to testify that Eidim didn't say they saw each other, how could the brothers not see each other?
Why is that a problem? The brothers see each other, but if they don't come to Bezin to testify, they see each other b'shas maisa. But if they don't come to Bezin to testify, they still don't become Eidim. They need a re'iyah to become Eidim, but they also need a haggadah b'Bezin to become Eidim. There are two tnaim over here, according to the Re. Right?
They see each other, they just didn't know the other one's going to go.
Right, later, they see each other, they didn't talk, they were so nivel from the experience, they saw the hasra, then they ran away, and one of the brothers ran to Bezin to testify, and then the other one the next day says, I better go testify. He didn't contact his brother, he didn't talk to his brother yet. Okay? This is one kasha that Tosis has to address. But then there's another kasha. The Afagav Deparak Mamakas Horug Yatsam. The Gemara says, "Ela meyata horug yatsam, near bayatsam." Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe both say that nimtzach mer karva pasle dusim b'teila by dinin nefashos. The machlokas whether by dinin mamonis, but by dinin nefashos, everyone says that the karva pasle can be mevata lekad. So, in fact, the Gemara, "Ela meyata horug yatsil." That's the kash of the Gemara in Makis. Rabbi Yossi says that Re'iyah is enough for the Karav Apostle to be mitzdarek with the other Eidim. So the Harug sees that he's Harug. The person who was murdered sees what's going on. So, strangely enough, you shouldn't be able to kill any Rotzeach. If you hold Nimzach and Karav Apostle, listen to Taylor, and Re'iyah is sufficient, B'shas Maisa, so you shouldn't be able to kill anyone. Because the Harug is always going to be Mavata the Ka. So, Dr. Abaye, maybe we're talking to Shehargo Me'achorov. He killed him from the back, he stabbed him in the back, not in the chest. I fact the Gemara nearby Yatzel, similar Kasha, by nearby, Revia also is a Chiyamisa, Kesheravo Me'achorov. Says the Gemara, also, we're talking about that he was Rovea him from the back, not from the front, so that's why he didn't see. Frank the Gemara, Horeg Virovea Yatsilu. Maybe the Bala Maisa, the Horeg himself, should be Matsil himself. Because he sees the Maisa. He sees what he's doing. Ishtik. Abai was quiet. He didn't know what to answer. The Horeg should Taka save himself because he sees the Maisa and he's mitzdarev with everyone else. If you hold Re'i is enough. The pasuk says, "Apishnei edim yakum davar, b'makayim edavar hakosav medaber." Says Rava, "Yakum davar tells me that only makayim edavar are going to be mitzdarif. Only makayim edavar are going to be mitzdarif. What does that mean? What does Rava's statement mean? Yakum davar b'makayim edavar hakosav medaber. What does that mean? Before we look at what that means, what's Tosis Kasha? I've got the part of Makas Horug Yatsil. I'll be shayna holik lahoid bebezdin. What's Tosis Kasha? Tosis Kasha is from the Kasha of the Gemara. Gemara asks, Elamiata Horug Yatsil, that the Horug should be Matzil, the Horeg, because the Horug is Mitzarev, he's a Korov apostle, he's Korov to himself, he's a Korov. So he should be mitzdarev to the Edim, and then he should save the Horeg. Now, if according to the Re, the only time that a Karav Apostle is mitzdarev to the Edim is if what? Hagada bebezdin, the Horeg ain't testifying in Bezdin. No dead man's going to testify in Bezdin. So what's the Kasha of the Gemara? Kushimei Karalesa, Fractosis. Another Eisen Akasha. Very strong Kasha against Tosis. If you need more than just Re'iyah, if you need more than just Kavan Alahai, if you need Haggadah Bezdin too, what's the Kasha of the Gemara? How can the Horeg be Matzil the Horeg? He's not coming to be made in Bezdin. He can be Matzil if all you need is just the Re'iyah. I mean, even if you need Kavan Alahai, it's strange. He's probably not going to have Kavan Alahai. If you just need a Re'iyah, so then the Horeg Taka can be Matzil. But if the Re says that you need Haggadah Bezdin too, so then how can the Horeg be Matzil? What does Rashi say? What's the answer to the Gemara? Mekayim davar kosev medaber. Yakum davar ksiv b'haikra she'asan akulam kishnayim. D'haynu ha'edim avalo ba'osei davar. Rashi says, what does mekayim davar kosev medaber mean? It means mekayim davar velo ba'osei davar. Yakum davar means that the only people who are mitzarif to be mevatel l'kai are edim, people who can be mekayim es hadavar. But not osei davar, not bali davar, not protagonists. The plaintiff or the defendant cannot be mitzarif to the edim. Only mekayim davar can be mitzarif. Someone who is shayar to be an aid in the case, but not osei davar, not people who are involved in the case. The horeg is one of the two individuals involved. So there's a gzeres hakosav that he can't be mitzarif to the Edom to be mevatel them. It's a gzeras hakasa according to Rashi. That's Rava's answer. It's a gzeras hakasa that we're talking about mekayim yadavar not ba osed davar. So that's why the horror can't be matzil, because he's osed davar. He's one of the balei davar. He's not a mekayim es hadavar. That's it. That's it. According to Rashi, the mekayim yadavar hakasa medavar. Rashi says that means Mekayim Davar, not Osei Davar. Eidim, not Balei Davar. It's Xeris Akosa that only Eidim can be Mitzdar to be Mevatel Lekayim. Now, if you learn like Rashi, then Tosis is Kasha is still difficult against them. Because Tosis is asking from the Kasha of the Gemara. Okay, the Teretz is that there's a Gzeres HaKasa, but what's the Havamin of the Gemara? If you need a Haggadah Bebezdin for the Karva Apostle to be Mevata the Kat, so what's the Havamin of the Gemara? That the Harug should be Matzah? Okay, the Teretz of the Gemara is that it's a Gzeres HaKasa that he can't be Matzah. But what's the Kasha? What's the Havamin of? So it says Tosis, you have to learn the Gemara differently, not like Rashi. Tosis Pshat is not like Rashi. It says Tosis, Hani mili meikara dakati lo osik adaita yokum dover mekayim edover kos hakosim edover. The kasha that elamiyata harug yatzil, that's lefi the havamina. In the havamina says the Ri, I'll admit that in the havamina the Gemara was not thinking that you need a Haggadah Bebezdin for the Karva Apostle to be mitzdarev. The havamina was that taka re'iyah alone would be enough. Rabbi Yossi says re'iyah alone would be enough. And Rebbe says kavanah lahoy would be enough. So, frak the Gemara, if Ri'i alone is enough, so the Harug should be Matzil, because he sees the Maisa Avera. Because you don't need a Haggadah Bebezdin in the Havamina. Avala Besov says Tos, is the Masig Yochum Dover Mekayim Dover, Lo Tzrichi Lishinuye Kamai Dematin and Harug Vahoreg. Excuse me. Once we come to Yochum Davar Mekayim Davar Kos Medaber, you don't need the original Terutzim Kishahargo Me'achora, Kisharavo Me'achora. No, it's Poshut. You need a Haggadah Bebezdin. Ri'i alone is not sufficient to be Mitzar of the Karva Apostle to the Kat. So if Ri'i alone is not enough, if you need a Haggadah Bebezdin, so obviously the Harug is not going to be Matzil. So comes Tosis and basically says, according to the Ri, the Kasha of the Gemara is difficult. So to answer, he says, Taka, the Shaka, the Tire of the Gemara, is whether the Ri is correct or not. In the Havamina of the Gemara, we thought that the Ri was not correct. We didn't have this idea that you need a Haggadah Bebezdin for the Karva Apostle to be Mitzdarif. Comes the Maskan and says, no, but Mekayim Medaber, because of Medaber. That doesn't mean we're talking about Edom and not Balei Davar. We're talking about Mekayim Medaber. We're only talking about people who actually are Mekayim Medaber. People who actually have a Haggadah Bebezdin. If they're Mekayim as Haggadah Bebezdin, if they were Magid, their Eidus and Bezdin, then they can be Mitztarei. But without that, they're not going to be Mitztarei. That's how Tosus learns the Maskon of the Gemara. Not like Rashi. Mekayim Edover, Hakosov, Medaber. It doesn't mean that we're talking about Eidim and Abali Dover. It means without Haggadah Bebezdin, actual Kiyum Hadavar, right? His Kiyum Hadavar, I'm afraid to use this phrase because this is a very loaded phrase. Kiyum Hadavar means something very different, as we're going to see. Right? But here, B'makayme Hadavar, Yokum Davar, according to Tosfos, for this drasha, it means actual Kiyum Hadavar Bebezdin, meaning actual Haggadah Bebezdin. Without Haggadah Bebezdin, the Karov Apostle can't be Mitznarif. That's Tosfos. Question, no.
I just didn't understand how that applies to the Horig. Obviously, the Horig, when he's killed, can't be. You can't go to base and say anything.
So the Gemara initially adds, the Gemara in its Havamin was assuming that we're not talking about Mekayim Edover, meaning you don't have to have a Haggadah Bebezdin in order to be Mitztarev, so the Horog should be Matzil. If the Horeg sees, he should be Matzil. So comes the Gemara and says, no, we're talking about that he killed him from behind. So the Horeg is not going to be Matzil. Aye, but the Horeg sees what he's doing. So the Horeg should still be Matzil. If you don't need a Haggadah Bezin, then the Horeg should still be Matzil. So to that, the Gemara answers, B'makai Medavar, Hakos of Medavar. They were talking Dafka, if he's Magi Bebezdin, you need a Haggadah Bebezdin. So once the Gemara comes around to say that you need a Haggadah Bebezdin, so then both questions are going to be answered. The Horeg can't save, and the Horeg is not going to save, because neither of them can testify. We're not going to accept an Eidus from a Horeg. If a Horeg comes and says, I killed, Ein Adam Eisem Atzor Rasha. We're not going to accept his testimony. So there's no Haggadah Bebezdin Shayach by the Horeg or the Horeg. So that's the Maskana of the Gemara. That's what the Gemara means to answer. That without a Haggadah Bebezdin, there can be no tziruf. So the Karav Apostle is not gonna be able to be matzil. That's the teretz of the Gemara according to the Ri. So the Ri is quite a creative sheet, quite a difficult sheet, in fact. You see, he has to work very hard to explain Rebbe, to explain the Shaka Vatai of the Gemara in Makkah. It's not poshut to explain the Ri, to reconcile all the different sugyas according to the Ri. Avery.
How can we know if someone had Kavanah Lahayid?
We will ask him. Lasu de Asisu, Olamech de Asisu. We'll ask him the question.
Isn't that Haggadah Bebezdin?
No. Haggadah Bebezdin means you say Reuven killed Shimon. Then after you say that, Bezdin asks you, well, you saw that. Okay, when you were seeing that, did you have Kavanah Lahayid at that point in time or not? Did you have intention to testify or not? Again, Tosis is pshat in the Mishnah in Makkos, and the Gemara in Makkos is very creative. It's very dochuk. But he has a pshat. He has a pshat. And he reconciles the different sugyas. But the question is, why did Tosis feel compelled to stand on the head to give pshat in these sugyas in such a dochuk way? Why did the Ri say that Re'iyah alone, Kavanah Lahayid alone is not enough, you actually need Haggadah Bebezdin? So now we have to pedal back. What's the reason? What compelled Tosis? The says Tosfos as I. Let's go back to the fourth line. V'nira l'ri, back to the second line. V'nira l'ri d'vishum sh'niskav l'lohayid lo armina nimsech ha'en karma pas l'usim b'teila el sh'ochen v'me'idim kulam b'bezdin. Av v'mishum ri'iyah l'chud sh'niskav l'lohayid lo. Why not? Says Tosfos, d'ilot ha'machi kol gitin k'shenos n'osim b'fnei krov m'psulim y'psulim im y'skavin ho'echad l'rv yosi afilu lo y'skavin. What happens? The Baal and the Isha come together. The Baal writes the get. He's going to give it to his wife. So what often happens is that Krov Mopsulim come to give support, to give emotional support to the Baal, to give emotional support to the woman. They're often a Krov Mopsulim at the Maimed, when the Baal is giving the get. So says Tosfos, if a Krov Apostle is going to be Mitzdarev Biri'iya Ba'alma, or even if they have Kavanah Lahayid, so then there are going to be many Gittin, they're going to be a problem. People are there, what they don't have Kavanah Lahayid, many people have Kavanah Lahayid. They see what they see, so they have a Kavanah Lahayid. If you ask them later, were you witnessing what was going on? They say, well, yeah, I want her to be divorced. They don't realize that there's going to be a problem here. Certainly, if Re'iyah is sufficient, they see what's going on. So if you tell me that Haggadah Bebezdin is not enough, that either Re'iyah alone is enough for the Karav Apostle to be Mitztaref, or even Kavanah Lahayid is enough for the Karav Apostle to be Mitztaref, and to be Mevatel the Kat. So, Heich Motzanu, how are we going to be able to do Gittin? If we do a get, if we give a get in front of Krov Mopsulim, the Krov Mopsulim are going to apostle, because they see what's going on. And they might even have a Kavanah Lahayid. If one of them is Taka Machavin Lahayid, according to Rebbe, that would be a problem. So if you don't require Haggadah Bebezdin, we're going to have terrible trouble with Gittin, says Tosfos. That's the compelling reason that causes Tosfos to turn the Sugyan Makkos on his head. Because they can't figure out how Gittin are going to work properly, because you're going to have Krovim Sulim in the Maimed. And if Re'iyah or Kavanah Lahayid is enough to be Mevatel the Eidus HaKavah with the Karav Apostle, then we'll be Mevatel all the Gittin. Gefarlach. Now, it is interesting that Tosfos only mentions Gittin. He leaves out what?
Kiddush.
He doesn't ask from Kiddush. Interesting. Right? And that normally like flows off the tongue, right? Gittin for Kiddush. It's just like flows. They come together. But Tosfos did not. Gittin for... He doesn't say it. Just says Gittin. Why not? Why did they say Kiddush? Tosfos in Makkos also leaves out kiddushin. Tosfos Makos and Devar Maskil Shmuley, it's the same Tosfos basically. Makes the same yisod. Kosheich matzinu yodenu v'raglenu kishanostim get sheyesh b'mayim krovim, etc., etc. Get? How about kiddushin? So the Russian Makos actually adds kiddushin to the kasha. Given the kiddushin, the rush goes with the flow. Tosfos breaks the flow, but the rush goes with the flow. But halodover, it is really strange that Tosfos only has some given. Yes, what do you think the answer is?
The consequences of given are much worse. Isuri Karis. The Tosfos is saying if you don't... Cause then
consequences of given are Isuri Karis. What's the Isuri Karis?
Meaning she'll think that she's not married anymore. And
right, and therefore, and what's going to happen if she thinks she's not married?
She's going to go get remarried.
Right, that's a chiyah Karis, that's a chiyah Mises Bezin. That's even worse than Karis. But just one second. But what's the consequence of kiddushin?
Nothing. Also,
nothing. If she's an Eish Hashish and she's Mizana,
it's not as bad.
It's the same as Bezin, right? In the case of Gittin, if she remarries, right? If she marries someone else, so then she's an Eish Hashish and there's a Chiyuv Mises Bezin. There's a Chiyuv Chenek. By kiddushin, also, if you change her status, the Eidim are testifying on the change of status that there is kiddushin over here. Ah, you're saying if there'll be...
She's just single.
Ah, you're saying if the Karov Apostle is Mavato the Kat, so then there is no Mises Bez, and then she's only single. I hear. So it's not as bad. What do you mean?
Figure out a case where it'll still be the same thing.
How?
If there'll be a second guy who will come and do Kiddushin, so then she'll think that Kiddushin's not Chav, but really should have
been a good point, right. That's a good point. Right. You're still going to run into trouble. But Ellie's not completely wrong. But what you're both basically saying, right? What you're both basically saying is that by Gittin, the consequence of Misas Bezdin is direct, right? To be Matar and Eish Hashish, that's a direct consequence of Misas Bezdin. By Kedushin, there's an indirect consequence of Misas Bezdin. It's not a direct Misas Bezdin. So we'd be more likely to define Gittin as Nefashos than we would say Kedushin on Nefashos. Right? The actual act of her becoming Mekudeshes, that's not nefashos. It can lead to nefashos, as Joe says, in such a case. That's really what Tosfos in Makkah says. If you look at the Tosfos, the second line, he says, V'hai dumya d'dine nefashos, d'sharina neishas ish, sheyesh b'mises bezdin. See, that's really what Tosfos is saying. He says, the kasha is from Gittin, because if you matter neishas ish l'shuk, that'll come to Mises Bezdin. Aye, but by kiddushin, Joe says, you can engineer a case. Right? You can engineer a case where it'll come to Mises Bezdin too. Yeah, but that's not a direct consequence. That's more of an indirect consequence. So Tosfos is asking Akasha, even if you hold that Nimtzach Mayim Karov Apostle Yidus Matela only applies to what? To Dini Nefashos. Like whom? Rabbi Yossi. There still is Akasha over here. Because by Gittin there is Nefashos involved. So Nimtzach Mayim Karov Apostle Yidus Matela. Right? So if you tell me that Nimtzach Mayim Karov Apostle Yidus HaMeteila applies even with Re'iyah Ba'alma, you don't need a Haggadah Bebezdin, so then how can we survive in Gittin? You have a Re'iyah Ba'alma of the Krovim of Psulim, it'll be Mevatel Li'edah Zakat, and then the Get is going to be Ba'atel. That's Nefashos. Everyone agrees that by Nefashos the Karov Apostle is going to be Mevatel Zakat. So maybe that's why Tosfos only asks from Gittin. The Rosh adds Kiddushin. The Rosh and Makkos adds Kiddushin. If you want to add Kiddushin, you can do that. I mean, don't add it to the Tosfos, but if you want to think of it as one kasha, it really could be the same kasha. But Tosfos picks on Gittin because there's a more direct Mises Bezdin consequence. If we say that the Eidus is going to be bought. Chaim? Okay. So that's Tosfos. That's what troubles Tosfos. Tosfos is compelled to say that you need a Haggadah Bebezdin for the Karov Apostle to be Mitztaref, to be Mevatel the Eidim. Because he can't figure out how to explain Gittin. Normally when a get is given, there's a Karov Apostle over there. If the Karov Apostle is going to be there, so then he'll be Mevatel Yedah Sakat. If you hold Re'i is enough without a Haggadah Bebezdin, so he'll be Mevatel Yedah Sakat. Comes the Ritva in Kedushin and says there's nothing doing. It's all Kasha to begin with. Tosfos doesn't stand on his head to reinterpret the Mishnah in Makkos, the Gemara in Makkos. What does he have to stand on his head for? Just walk straight on your feet. There's no need to explain the Gemaras and the Mishnais in such strange ways. I Kiddushin. The Ritva's talking about Kiddushin, right? Comes the Ritva and says, a murder the Giyasay. Let's all turn to the Ritva. This is in the packet. Packet 6. Comes the Ritva and says, Tosis Kasha doesn't begin. Page 1. Miu kalahecha sheesh ba'osa ma'im eksherim apsulim ukrovim. Tzarech liyachet eidei ha-kidushin. Ritva makes an innocuous statement that when you have krovim apsulim at a kiddushin, which often happens, right? You have relatives among the guests. You have to be miyachet eidim. You should designate eidei kiddushin, which is what we do. So we do. Why should you designate the eidim? Why must you designate the eidim, says the Ritva? The ilah kevan the ikar eid pasul v'neim eidus kulam b'teila. Since there are eidim psulim, not gazlonim hopefully, but there are krovim, relatives, then no one can testify. Eidus kulam b'teila. The afal gavdar mina lemerzei asina, even though we normally ask the eidim when they come to Bezdin, whether lemerzei asisu, did you come just to see or did you come to testify? It's not going to help us over here, Dr. Ritva. That which we ask, that kasha to the Eidim, says the Ritva, Haina bedine mamanas u bedine nefashos. She'ein ha Eidus miskayemes ha-cheboyen le-bezdin. By dine mamanas and dine nefashos, since the Eidus is not miskayemes until they come to Bezdin, we need the Eidus in Bezdin. Ushas re'ia lo hashiva edus, underline that shas re'ia is not the edus. The shas re'ia is not the shas edus. It's the shas hagoda, the bezdin, that's the shas ha'edus by dinin afashas and dinin mamanas. So then we ask the edim, what did you come for, b'shas mais? It matters what they came for, because that's just the t'nai ba'ama. You need a hagoda b'bezdin to make them edim. The Eidus is not coming to clarify the truth in the case. To clarify the truth. No. Even if we know what the truth is. They both admit it. The Chosin and the Kala both admit that the Kiddushin took place. We need the Eidim even if everyone agrees that the Kiddushin took place. That's what Eidus L'Kiyum Hadavar means. The Eidim in Kiddushin is Mekayim the Maisa. The Maisa has no Kiyum without Eidim. We don't just need the Eidim to be Mevarer, to clarify the truth in the case. Let's say there's a Shaila later if the Kiddushin took place, and maybe they don't agree. The Chosin says, I didn't do the Kiddushin. The Kala says, yes. So then we need Eidim to be Mevarer. No! Even if they do agree, the Kiddushin is null and void. The Kiddushin is worthless without Eidim. You need Eidei Kiyum to make the Kiddushin work. Ugzeres HaKosev Hu. That's Ugzeres HaKosev. What's the Ugzeres HaKosev that Eidim Kiddushin Kiyum below Eidus? Dover Dover, right? Alfishne Eidim Yakum Dover, and it says Ki Matzaba Ervas Dover. So we learn Ugzeres Shav of Dover Dover from Mammon. Just like by Mammon you need Eidus. So to by getting the Kiddushin, you always need Eidus. Not just Lebir Hadavar, but Lekiyum Hadavar as well. Not just Eidim Lebir Hadavar, to clarify the truth, but even Lekiyum Hadavar, to make the Maisachal, to begin with. Dr. Ritva, Vekeven Dekein, Shas Maisa, Hu Shas Eidusa. What's the critical moment when it comes to getting a kiddushin? What's the critical moment in the Eidus by getting a kiddushin? Not the Shas Hagadah B'Bezdin. The Shas Re'iyah is the critical moment. The Shas Mais is the critical moment. Because the Eidus is not an Eidus Lebir Adavar, it's an Eidus Lekiyum Adavar. It's an Eidus to be Makai the Maisa B'Shas Maisa. So it's the Shas Maisa that's the critical moment. It came in the Ikat Sir of Psule Eidus Imahin, Eidus Kulam B'Teilu. So says the Ritva, Haggadah Bebezdin? Forget Haggadah Bebezdin. When it comes to getting the Kiddushin, the key moment is the Shas Re'iyah, the Shas Maisa. Because by getting the Kiddushin, he's talking about Kiddushin, but the same would be true for getting. By Kiddushin, we're talking about Eidei Kiyum, we're not talking about Eidei Bira. Kiddushin require Eidim B'Shas Maisa. So if there are Psulim B'Shas Maisa, if there's Re'iyas Psulim B'Shas Maisa, everyone would say that the Eidus is batal. Because the critical moment is the that's the Shas Eidus. So everyone who sees is an Eid. whether they had kavon or lahayim, they didn't have kavon. It doesn't matter. Kavon is irrelevant. The ri'iyah is the edus. By dinei mamonas, by dinei nefashos, the hagada bebezdin is the shas edus. The ri'iyah might be a t'nai, but the hagada bebezdin is the ikka shas edus. But zakter itva by kedushin, the ri'iyah is the shas edus. The ri'iyah itself, that's the edus. So anyone who sees is part of the kat. So if krovim upsulim are going to see, they'll be mevatel the kat. So how do we avoid that problem? How do we avoid that problem? If the shas ri'iyah is the shas edus, and anyone who sees becomes an aid, so the krovim upsulim should be mevatel the kat. How do we avoid the problem? So after mitvah, v'yachid edim. You got to designate the edim. You got to designate the edim to ensure what? What does designating the edim do? You pasel. You're passeling the krovim or the psulim? You're passeling the krovim? You're not passeling anyone. The krovim were krovim before, and the krovim now too. What are you doing by being the achet eidim? The answer is you're not passeling any eidim. You're just creating a separate kat. Right? You're creating a separate kat that the ksherim are not mitstarev to the krovim. It's a separate kat. You're not passeling the eidim. Not passing the Adam. Some people have the mistaken notion that when we designate Adam at a chuppah, we're passing the other Adam. Not passing anyone. Some have a nusuch that they don't only call up the Adam, but they say, these are Adam to the exclusion of everyone else here. The Rav did that. He wanted to make sure that he was miyachid Adam, the chassan's miyachid Adam, in a way that no one would think that the other Adam are part of it. But lechora, it's not really necessary to do that. The pasha pshat is once you designate the edim, once you call up the edim, so then the edim are a separate kat. They're separate from everyone else in the audience. You don't really have to add to the exclusion of all others. I guess if you want to be careful, that's what the Rav felt. So many of his talmidim are careful to do that. I think Rabbi Shachter tells a story that at his chuppah, the Rav told him that he should be miyachid the edim by name. But he said he didn't know who the edim kiddushim were. His father had been mechabed to Rabbanim to be Eid Kiddushim, but he didn't know who they were, so he had to ask them their names to be Miyachid them. Because he had to be Miyachid them by name, because that's what the Rav told him to do. So he says it was a little awkward there at the chuppah. Poshup Shad is most amekel that as long as you call up the Eidim, that by definition is designating the Eidim. Right? People think, oh, they're announcing it so everyone knows who the Eid Kiddushim are. Oh, that's a Choshev Kibbutz. No, they're designating them because they have to separate them from the rest of the call to make sure that the krovim are not going to passel the kat. That's it's a halachic designation, right? That's the purpose of calling up the Eidei Kedushin separately. It's not to passel the Eidim. It's just to separate them from the others. This actually is the lashon of the Rosh. If you look in the Avnei Miluim for a moment. Avnei Miluim on page 2. So he quotes the Lashon of the Rosh in Makkos. The Rosh says, V'yeroya shim hizmin, going on to the second column, shim hizmin hamal ve'edim ksherim v'amdu sham krovim upsulim. Hizmin hamal ve'edim ksherim. Mm-hmm. Yeah, skip down to the list one line is avol. About 6 lines down. Aval hamazmin es eidah v'hotzias ha'acherim mechlal ha'edim. He's mazmin his eidim, and he separated everyone else from the eidim. He didn't passel the other eidim, he just separated them from these eidim. Lo kol kaminayu levatel ha'edus. Then these eidim, these psulim, these krovim, can't be mevatel the eidus, because they're separate. They're separate from the other eidim. That's the sheet of the Ritva. So according to the Ritva, the Kasha of Tosus never began. Tosus and Edrin felt compelled to stand on their head to say that we have to reinterpret the Mishnah in Makkos and the Gemara in Makkos, because they said that if you don't need Haggadah Bebezdin in order for the Karav Apostle to be Mitztaref, so then what do we do by all Gittin? Some may have even Kiddushin. You can have Krovim of Psulim at the Gittin with Kiddushin when you give the Ged, when you give the ring. So the Karav Apostle, if there's just a Re'iyah Ba'alma, he'll be mitzdarif. Right? He'll be mitzdarif, he'll be able to passel. So it must be that you need a Haggadah Bebezdin. Comes the Ritva and says, no, Taka, you have to be miyached Eidim anyway. Right? Even if you don't need a Haggadah Bebezin. Maybe Taka, you don't need a Haggadah Bebezin in order for the Karav Apostle to be Mitzdarev. Maybe Taka don't need a Haggadah Bebezin in order for the Karav Apostle to be Mitzdarev. But by... Nochamo, what is the Ritva saying? Maybe Kavana Lahoid is enough for him to be Mitzdarev. You don't need a Haggadah Bebezin. But by Kiddushin, by getting the Kiddushin, the Re'iyah itself is going to be Mitzdarev for everyone together. So the only way to solve the problem of getting the Kiddushin is to be Miyachid Eidim anyway. So Tosis doesn't have a Raya. Getting the Kiddushin is going to be a problem anyway. Even if... Tosfos can't say that you need a Haggadah Bebezin in order for the Karav Apostle to be Mitzdarev, because that's only true by Dinin Nefashos or by Dinin Mamonis. By getting the Kiddushin, Haggadah Bebezin from today until tomorrow is not going to help you. The Haggadah Bebezin is not necessary to be Mitzarev Eidin by getting the Kiddushin. They're Mitzurev B'Shas Re'iyah, according to everyone, says the Ritva. So don't tell me, oh, you must need Haggadah Bebezin, because if not, what are we going to do about getting the Kiddushin? No, the solution to getting the Kiddushin is totally different. The solution is what? Yichud Eidim. That's the only way to solve getting the Kiddushin. Because even if Haggadah Bebezin is necessary by Dini Nefashos and Dini Mamonos, by getting the Kiddushin is not necessary. So your whole Pshat Re is not compelling, because it's not necessary to say your Pshat to explain getting the Kiddushin. Getting the Kiddushin have to be explained in a different way anyway. Right? Without Yichud Eidim, you're not going to be able to explain how Gittin Mekedushin are going to work. Because the Karav Apostle, if they just see the mice of Gittin Mekedushin, they're going to be Mevatel, the Eidah Sakat. Okay. So many are Machmer for the Ritva, Miktal Sachoshen, Abim Eluim, it's the same person. He says that you should be Miachid Eidim to be Choshish for the Ritva. The Abnei Meluim suggests that maybe you don't have to actually be Miyachid Eidim. He says maybe in the case of getting the Kiddushin, it's understood that the Chosin wants the Ksheim to be a separate cut. It's understood, because if they're not a separate cut, then they'll be Mevatel the Eidus of everyone else. So you don't even need to be Miyachid Eidim. That's a Chiddush. It's the Ktzos's Hemshich. He says maybe even if you assume like the Ritva, you still don't need Yichud Eidim, meaning the conclusion of the Ritva based on his Yesod is not necessarily compelling. The Yesod of the Ritva is that the Shas, by getting the Kiddushin, the Shas Re'iyah is the Shas Eidus. So comes the Ritva and says, you need Yichud Eidim to solve the problem in the Mitzvah and the Karav Apostle by Kiddushin. So after Abnei Meluim, maybe you don't need Yichud Eidim. Maybe that's just understood. There's an implicit Yichud Eidim. There's an implicit Yichud Eidim on the part of the Chosin. Doesn't need to explicitly be Miyachid Eidim because he wants it to work. And if there's no Yichud, then it's not going to work. So he's Miyachid Eidim. He has in mind that the Ksheirim should be separate. You don't actually have to be Miyachid Eidim. But Tosfos disagrees. Right? Tosfos says that even by getting the Kiddushin, the implication of Tosfos and Sanhedrin is that even by getting the Kiddushin, when is the Shem Eichel? Even by getting the Kiddushin, according to Tosis, when is the Shem Eichel? Haggadah Bebezin. That's the impression you get. Because they're arguing with the Ritva. They assume that even by getting the Kiddushin, Haggadah Bebezin is the critical moment. That's when the Shem Eid is chal completely. That's when it's nishlam. It's nigmar. And that's why Tosis says that if all you have is just the Re'iyah, B'shas Maisa, or even a kavon alahoy b'shas ma'isa, that's not a problem. Because the shemaid hasn't been chal completely. And if the shemaid hasn't been chal completely, then the Karav Apostle is not going to be mevatel the Eidus HaKan. And that's what Tosfos says. Right? Tosfos agreed to the Ritva that the Shas Re'iyah is the Shas Eidus by getting the Kiddushin, so then his whole shtickle Torah has no basis. Tosfos assumed that Haggadah Bebezin is the Shas Eidus. That's when the Gemar Eidus occurs. That's when the Shem Eid is Nigmar, even by getting the Kiddushin. And that's how Tosfos gets out of the problem of getting the Kiddushin. That the Karav Apostle is not going to be a problem because the Gemar Eidus is only when they come to Bezin. Right? When there's a Haggadah Bebezin, that's the Shas Gemar Eidus. The question is, how do we understand Tosfos? Tosin Sanhedrin is very difficult. Very difficult. The Ritva Lachor is right. Why is the Ritva right? When was the last time that you heard of a case where the Edim at a Kiddushin, at a Chuppah, are going to come to Beis Din? Have you ever seen something like that? Never happens. The Edus by Gittin V'Kiddushin is Edus L'Kiyam Adavah. It's B'Shas Meisim. It's Mekayim Meisim. There's no Haggadah of Beis Din there. There's no expectation. I mean, it could come to it. If later there's a debate, there's a sichsuch, there's a disagreement between the husband and the wife whether there was a kiddushin or not, so then, yeah, it'll come to Beis Din. But normally it doesn't come to Beis Din. So what is Tosa saying? Gittin v'kiddushin can't be kayim without an edus. And Tosa says that without Haggadah v'Beis Din, the shame eid isn't nigmar. So how do we ever have a kiyum to gittin v'kiddushin? Pillay ply, no? If you take the approach of the Ritva, that the Shasriya is the Shas Edus by Gittin V'Kiddushin, so great, the Edus is complete for Shasriya. But according to Tosis, it sounds like the Edus is not complete for Shasriya. You need a Haggadah v'Beis Din to complete the Edus. But in 99% of cases, there will be no Haggadah v'Beis Din by Gittin V'Kiddushin. Right? I mean, just go to the photographers and ask them, you know, if they take pictures of the Edim, but the Edim don't come to Beis Din later. Edim don't come to Beis Din. So where were the Edim b'shas to Kiddushin? They saw something, but their shame aid was never chal. If you need Haggadah b'Beis Din to complete the shame aid, so then there is no aid that's by getting the Kiddushin because it was never completed. So what's Tosis and Sanhedrin saying? I think the answer is that Tosis and Sanhedrin is making a statement about the nature of Edekiyam. What is Edekiyam? How does it work? How does Edekiyam by Kiddushin work? If we better understand the nature of Edekiyam, how it functions, what's the reason why you need Edekiyam, why you need Edim B'Shas Maisa of Gittin V'Kiddushin, so then we'll be better equipped to try to explain Tosis. We'll be able to explain how Tosis holds that even though Yutaka don't need Haggadah b'Beis Din to literally, right, maybe the potential for Haggadah b'Beis Din is sufficient to allow the Edekiyam to be Chal B'Shas Maisa. Of course, no one's assuming that they're going to come to Beis Din. But the fact that you have the potential to come to Beis Din, maybe that's enough that they're called Edekiyam, and that's enough for the Kiddushin to be Chal. But of course, to say that, we have to better understand what Edekiyam is all about, and for that, we'll look at some of the other Makoros tomorrow, and then we'll complete the picture.
So let's say by
aided by all three cases done, by getting results different.